Irish bishops met Pope Benedict and Vatican officials Tuesday on the second and last day of meetings to discuss responses to the child abuse crisis rocking the church in the mostly Catholic nation. Last year, the Murphy Commission report stated that church leaders in Dublin had spent decades covering up cases of the sexual abuse of children by members of the clergy. This followed the earlier Ryan report, which chronicled episodes of sexual abuse in schools, orphanages, and other church-run institutions. Emer McCarthy tells us more.
On Tuesday, 2 days of intense discussion between Pope Benedict XVI, Curia Prefects, and the 24 serving diocesan bishops of Ireland came to an end here at the Vatican. Led by the Primate of All Ireland, Cardinal Sean Brady of Armagh, the bishops had been called to the Vatican for an extraordinary summit by the Holy Father to discuss their response to the crisis that has rocked the Catholic Church in the nation in the wake of 2 reports into the abuse of children by clergy and religious that were published last year. The Murphy Report, published in November 2009, dealt with revelations of abuse in the Dublin Archdiocese between 1975 and 2004, and how the Dublin Archdiocese handled complaints of sexual abuse of children by priests. The Ryan Report dealt with cases of child abuse in Catholic-run schools and institutions between the 1930s and early 1990s. Again, it found the response of leaders of the Church in Ireland to victims' claims to have been lacking. The 2-day summit at the Vatican began Monday morning with the solemn celebration of Mass before the tomb of St. Peter. It was presided over by Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone. Noting that trials can come from inside and outside the Church, the Cardinal said that both are painful, but those that come from within are naturally harder and more humiliating. He told the Irish churchmen that to restore faith, sinners must acknowledge their own blame in the fullness of truth, warning that the opposite of truth could push believers toward discouragement and desperation.
The truth has to come out. I mean, it just has to come out. And there's no other way.
The need for transparency and truth was echoed by Bishop Joseph Duffy of Clogher, a diocese that crosses the border between North and South Ireland. Ahead of the summit, I spoke to him about episcopal responsibility and the need for the Church in Ireland to move forward from being clerical-centred.
I think the bishops have a responsibility to be as frank and as open and as candid as is possible for them. We've been trying to chart a way forward in terms of more accountability and more honesty and more acceptability, really. We appreciate that our moral authority is in question here, and that the truth is the issue, the fullness of truth.
A criticism that has been levelled at the Irish Church so far, not to all of its leaders, but to a lot of its leaders, is that Vatican II and the empowerment of the laity was never really enforced in Ireland. What would you have to say to that?
Yeah, I would have to agree to that, in the sense that the full, as I call them, the charisms, the gifts of laity, have not been released, have not been fully exploited or explored or developed. And possibly the reason for that has been that we have had an abundance of clergy in Ireland. There are still sufficient priests there to maintain, you might say, an outmoded structure. I mean, everybody knows that. And that it's simply a question, again, of pressure. You know, that it's the pressure of circumstances that is the strongest influence on the change in human behaviour.
So we need to go beyond the clericalism that perhaps the clerical centre church in Ireland.
Absolutely. No, I mean, obviously there are loads of examples of clergy who have provided excellent and still do excellent vision. It's not confined to clergy. I mean, it's a baptized Christian, is given the grace, and everybody's different. And
for our listeners who aren't from Ireland, they're probably not familiar with an organisation that is getting a lot of time on national media at the moment. It's an organisation called Count Me Out. And it means people who actually apply to leave the Catholic faith. And it had something like 2,000 hits, I think it was, in 1 week after the Murphy Report. What is the Church in Ireland doing to address these people who are leaving the faith, in mm-hmm. not in huge numbers, but nonetheless yeah. they are leaving the faith, yeah. and more importantly, those who have been so very mm-hmm. rocked by everything that's happened.
Yeah. Well, I think it's our serious duty to take account of this and to read it for what it is—a sign of the latent, sometimes latent disaffection on the part of many, many people, not just those people. Those are almost the tip of the iceberg. There are many other people.
During the two-day summit at the Vatican, all 24 Irish bishops were given an opportunity to speak directly to Pope Benedict for several minutes. They were also heard and questioned by several curial prefects, including Cardinal Leveda of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. Pope Benedict has already announced his intention to write a pastoral letter to the faithful of Ireland. The exact date of this much-awaited papal advice is still unknown, but doubtless these 2 days of sombre, painful, and frank discussion will serve to help Pope Benedict gain a full understanding of the situation in Ireland in order to help its bishops and faithful begin, in the words of Cardinal Sean Brady, a journey of penitence, reconciliation, and renewal together.
We certainly are singing of the same hymn sheet as regards child safeguarding. There is absolutely no disunity about that. We are united about this policy of bringing people forward, and that's what we have to do at the moment. We are united also about the four points made by the Holy Father at Limina Visit, which need careful study by all concerned.
I'm Emer McCarthy.